Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, plus across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can go to our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you. All right, joining us right now, the Professor of Politics, our number two, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, Kyle, we got a caller. It's one of our regular listeners, Elliot. So, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot, Wesley Chapel.
Yes, sir.
Now, yesterday, Newsmax aired a Chinese official who said China will run the world by 2027.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Americans caught that, but I sure did. They also reported that China is part owner of Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. President, I am with you 110% to the end. The sun still rises in the east. Mr. Trump, be that beacon of light for your new voters. Remember those new voters out there who voted for you. They're paralyzed right now, Mr. President, and they need your guidance. Assure them that you're in their corner so you don't lose those new voters. Thank you, Captain.
Yep. I don't disagree with what he said for a second. And by the way, I was going to mention China anyway with the first story here, because the president has banned cotton imports from a China producer, citing the slave labor used to produce the cotton.
Well, that's right. And these particular people, as we know, they're called the Uyghurs. They're Muslim people, and they have evidently are being detained in forced labor camps. I mean,
right.
you can't say it any other way. And that, Captain, is completely antithetical to our American values, without a doubt. And this is something that's going on right now in the modern age, and obviously unacceptable.
Now, something else that popped up here in the last few minutes, Governor Kristi Noem, there's a very fake and false and scathing report out there about the fact that her mother died due to coronavirus contracted because of the governor's policies in South Dakota. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is not true. It is a lie. They're trying to discredit the governor of South Dakota, and we need to set the record straight with that one.
Absolutely. Well, of course, you know, her star has been rising, and she's on a lot of people's radar now. I'm sure a lot of people have seen the...
I think she's going to be a vice presidential candidate, possibly even a presidential candidate very soon.
Well, absolutely. I mean, she has done a great job, and she's become very popular, and she's been very resolute throughout all of this, and that speaks volumes, I think.
Now, the president also, in continuing with this China story, is expected to sign a bill today or tomorrow that could delist Chinese companies, delist them. What's that mean?
Well, I think it means that they can't do business, I believe, with the
American government. They go on a bad boy list.
That's right, exactly. And so, again, this is, you know, no matter what, even in a so-called normal time or a normal world, you know, whatever that means these days in 2020, China has, even without the COVID-19 emergence, China would still be a geopolitical adversary and challenger to the United States and to the rest of the free world. It's just that simple. A lot of these things have been exacerbated, and I think that China does want to exert its influence in many different ways, in many different parts of the world. So, again, an incoming Biden administration, shall we say, is of great concern because of just the things that we know about in the public arena having to do with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, of different deals and all these different things that we've heard about, but unfortunately a lot of Americans haven't heard about it because the story was suppressed.
Well, no one should be surprised about anything pertaining to China. They are not our friends.
Well, yeah, they're acting in their own self-interest, and they have a particular, I think, with the communist Chinese government throughout the last several decades, right, since 1949, basically, they have a particular view of the world and their place in it, and what it means to, again, exert their influence, shall we say. And so they're playing a very real game, and their game, I think it's important to point out, their game, Captain, is not confined to four-year election cycles. Their game is long-term, they have a long vision, and they're playing for all the marbles in that sense. So because they're able to act pretty much with a singular purpose, it's something we have to be very careful of in the West.
Now, I saw something very interesting yesterday coming into Tampa landing. It was an American Airlines 737. I did not realize that they were back in the air again and certified to fly, but American Airlines landed one yesterday in Tampa.
Very interesting. Yeah, we'll check on that and see what the status is of that.
Yeah, all right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is going to take us to break, and she's also going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And in the times that we're now living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in your hand when you get your windshield replaced when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You'll get a lifetime warranty on a windshield and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the completion of service. So, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, or other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 today put in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Them's the ones. Them's the ones. Okay, what did you find out? I did see that plane, and you just found a story pertaining to it.
We did, Captain. Well, we found a couple of different stories. We know now that the 737 MAX, which was grounded back in March of 2019, according to the FAA, they said on Wednesday that the 737 MAX will be recertified on its after this two-year waiting time that had gone through, where they've been doing all these restructurings and redesigns and trying to make sure that this problem never ever happened again. And then American Airlines evidently also is flying these jets. In one particular case, they flew some journalists from Dallas to the Airlines Maintenance Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where they were able to go over with the press how how they're getting the planes out of storage, for example, and how they're and how what changes they have made to the 737 MAX. So the plane that you saw in Tampa, I would surmise that it's being flown on test flights and these kinds of things before they may start by the end of the year, we understand, where they may start doing some new once-a-day round trips between New York and Miami.
Yeah, because when you see them, they're very hard to, you know you're looking at a 737 the way it's made up. But anyway, okay.
Exactly.
Now, the other thing is the Treasury Chief, Steve Mnuchin, has said that he is backing a $20 billion bailout for the U.S. airlines payroll to keep them moving along.
Well, you know, at a time like this, and we're into really uncharted waters, something that might have been unthinkable in the grand sense, it becomes very thinkable when you apply the emergency, the devastating effect that that the COVID-19 event has had. So, yes, I'm sure that that's exactly what they're doing. And, of course, on people's minds as well, Captain, is there going to be another stimulus package? And we understand now the Senate is talking about the $908 billion virus relief package. Will it pass with the Democrats? We just don't know yet.
Well, the president says that he'll sign it. If they get it to him, he'll sign it.
Well, exactly right. And this was one of the major components from Leader McConnell, Majority Leader in the Senate, saying, look, it's one thing to, you know, propose something, but if you don't have the real expectation, I'm just paraphrasing here, of having the president actually sign it and not have any hiccup with that, then it's you're not being productive. So they definitely want to pass something that they know Trump will sign, and I think there was some, as you said, indications that he would sign such a thing.
Now, the congressional negotiators that have put together this massive defense bill have done so at the peril of having it vetoed by President Trump. He did mention that he would consider vetoing it if they don't have the 230 revision of the big tech companies taken care of by then. And we also heard that states are planning to sue Facebook next week. That's got something to do with this 230 thing, doesn't it?
It may, yes. We're checking on that. But you're right. The president is very, very concerned about the kinds of protections that the social media companies seem to enjoy in the face of all these different things that we've seen go on this last election cycle. And so whether or not there has to be some pretty big changes in the offing in order to make sure that that playing field is really level and that you don't have bulletin boards being publishers, basically. And so that's where I think a lot of that comes from.
And censoring people's comments for ridiculous things and all that sort of stuff, because that then they're no longer a public information place.
Well, that's right. Well, they're picking winners and losers in the conversation game.
Yeah.
And you know, Captain, and we've talked about many times, you know, we don't put things out there unless we can verify them. We don't put things out there that come from questionable sources.
Yeah.
And that's just the standard that we use. But also, at the same time, people also can be very, very discerning. And we see a lot of things that don't make sense or seem to come, as I said, from questionable sources. And people, we have to give them some credit that they're able to discern when they're looking at things that are bogus.
Now, wait till you hear this one.
Mm-hmm.
We know that crime is on the rise, especially in the big blue cities where they had the riots and whatnot, correct?
Oh, yes.
Violent carjackings in the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, have spiked by more than 530% this year.
You know, that's just, you know, truly unbelievable and a major, major problem. 537%. You're right.
Wow.
Yeah, but again, this goes along with the, well, we defunded the police, or all the police officers quit, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, they aren't all quitting, but they should certainly take care of what they got, and they'd be able to do what they need to do. By the way, Google is in trouble with the National Labor Relations Board. They're filing a complaint against Google, accusing them of labor violations. That won't be pretty for Google, I'm sure.
No, and it's a huge giant. There's no doubt about that. And something like this can tie up for a very, very long time.
Now, you know, we haven't talked a lot about Russia, and for good reason, because they kind of been quiet and sort of behaving themselves. But Navy Secretary Kenneth Braithwaite told the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday that Russia has remilitarized the Arctic. Now, there's two reasons for that. Number one, there's oil in the Arctic, correct?
Right, right.
And number two, it's the shortest distance around the world to go over by the north, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right, over the pole, yeah.
Yeah, so all that being said, it looks like as if they are gearing up for whatever it is they're gearing up for. One can only assume. I certainly don't pretend to know. I don't.
No, I don't either, but I do know that, of course, just like we were talking about with China in terms of their geopolitical challenge to the United States, Russia at the same time wants to play a very similar game, and they want to be able to dominate in certain parts of the world and act in their own self-interest. That's really the key, and this is why President Trump's America First policy wasn't what the Democrats or the critics really said it was. It was really something more of, look, if we're going to be able to exist in a world where there are some pretty bad actors or actors that do things in their own self-interest, we have to be able to respond in kind. Not that we denigrate our values or do any of these kinds of things or hang our allies out to dry or any of those kinds of stuff, but be able to recognize these problems, these potential threats, and act accordingly. Otherwise, we'll wake up one day and say, how do we lose the ability to move around the planet like we used to?
By the way, Joe Biden's presumptive nominee for the Office of Management and Budget, one Nira Tanden, has been rejected by the Catholic League president that's calling for her to not be approved, so that the resistance has already started against her.
It has already started. It'll be interesting to see what Joe Biden or the Biden machine does about this, if they're just going to ramrod the whole thing through. But honestly,
gotta get through the Senate.
Well, and that is a bleak, that's a bleak notion.
Cornyn said it ain't happening.
Well, exactly. And so they're going to have to choose if they want to really fight that battle or if they want to retreat and fight back or fight another day and appoint somebody else. But, you know, I think a lot of this, though, too, Captain, is it's either payback or it's some other kind of thing where here's how we're really going to start changing things day one, and that's not going to fly too well either. So I would think maybe, hopefully, they will back off on that.
And when people say you need to be very careful about what you say and who you say it about, the Secret Service is now investigating a comedian by the name of John Mulaney for a February monologue joke made about President Trump.
Really? What did he say?
He threatened the president in a hilarious, you know, he did it with a comedy, but he threatened the president.
Well, you see, those kinds of things really should be off limits. There's no doubt about that. Whoever the president is, you know, there has to be some line that you won't cross.
Yeah, when we come back, folks, and I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, over 1,000 Chinese researchers have left the U.S. amid the tech theft crackdown. We booted them out. Now, I wonder what China will do. Do you take your service animal on an aircraft with you? You might have some problems. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In a surprise statement released Wednesday night on his social media channels, President Donald Trump once again laid out his case for a massive voter fraud effort, causing him to lose the presidential election, specifically criticizing mail-in voting.
It is important to know the problems with mail-in balloting. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, and most other states allowed anyone to get an absentee ballot and cast their vote without showing any ID. The voting took place entirely on the honor system. No identification of any kind was required.
The president also accused Dominion Voting Systems, a company that makes voting machines and voting software, of changing votes for him to votes for former Vice President Joe Biden. The 46-minute statement was released on the president's Facebook and Twitter accounts. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit fairandfair.com. Now, don't forget, they have a phone number you can call 24-7 if you have any questions, and they do have offices in both Florida and Georgia. Their number is 877-245-6707. The number again, 877-245-6707. For any questions that you have, that's Farrah and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com, 877-245-6707. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Now, Kyle, I had a question from somebody. Does that mean that we can no longer take our pet parakeet on a plane because it's a service animal? Well, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, probably so. I think what they're doing, they are tightening these definitions because, according to the Transportation Department, they're saying, well, you know, people are bringing unusual animals on board, and they say that, quote, it's eroded the public trust in legitimate service animals, unquote, which is likely true. You know, service dogs, for example, which are one of, I think, probably one of the most common service animals.
That's right.
Service dogs go through an extensive training, and the people that work with them, the people that they help, they also go through extensive training. This is a very special relationship that exists there. But if someone shows up to the airplane and says, this is my service pony or something, or my little tiny miniature horse or something.
Or my service snake or my service turtle.
Right, exactly. So once you get on the airplane, and let's say there's rough weather or it's just a long flight or other things happen, I mean, we don't know how those animals, they're not trained. We don't know how they're going to react. There's a reason why everybody doesn't bring a bunch of animals onto an airplane. It's just that simple. But, of course, obviously, you know, you want people to feel comfortable, but it has to be within the confines of the rules of what you can have on an airplane. And so that's what I think that they're doing here.
Now, who is out in outer space right now, oh gosh, I don't know, trying to land on the moon? Who is just trying to establish a base on the moon?
Well, I would think China wants to get to the moon.
They are. Yeah. And yesterday, their mission probe that they have sent back its first color pictures from the moon.
Wow. Well, it's an amazing feat to be able to do something like that. It does bring up the idea. I mean, you know, the space race seems like it was eons ago, probably because it was eons ago, pretty much. And then all of a sudden, everything kind of stopped. I mean, we had a different kind of space program, but in terms of getting back to the moon, establishing a base, going on out into the solar system to explore, or even to the asteroid belt, and all these kinds of things have always been, you know, seemingly on the back burner. But this kind of thing may reignite that idea of, wait a minute, who's going to have a base on the moon? Maybe we should have a base on the moon, kind of a thing.
Now, we talked about Joe Biden earlier and his use of the term America First now, stealing the term actually from President Trump. But here's something else that was also said yesterday, which is really mind-boggling in the scheme of things. He says that he will not immediately lift the Chinese tariffs.
Yeah, I found that pretty interesting. It will be a big jolt if they were lifted very, very quickly, or just with the anticipation that suddenly day one, you know, they're going to come off. But that's because, you know, hopefully they will begin to see if there is a Biden administration in the long run here with all these disputes. That again, by taking them off, could be harmful to our own economy and to our ability to get this build back. I'm not going to say build back better, but build back post COVID, right? You know.
Now the other thing is that he's in trouble with the progressives and the environmentalists on his EPA candidate.
Well, right, and again, nothing will ever be enough in terms of that kind of a policy, basically. So again, you know, it's fraught with problems. You know, if you become president, there's all of a sudden everybody who is rah rah rah, okay, let's get Joe Biden to be president. Now suddenly you're not doing enough for them. You're not doing the right policy, and that's kind of the one issue voter type of a deal. The job of a president, whoever it is. They've got to synthesize all the different disparate issues that face America, and it's not always, people aren't always pleased by that.
Now, the Disney companies used to be pretty much an American tradition, right?
Right.
Well, their chairman of the board, Mr. Iger, has said that he would definitely consider an administration role in a Biden administration.
Interesting. Well, That would be certainly a big, the next big move after Disney. I guess you just go to the White House or something. You know, it's the next big thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Who knows? But, you know, Disney, the Walt Disney Company, I'm sure, is hurting very badly because of the shutdowns, because of the reduced capacity at Disney World, for example, or the related Disney properties, Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland, which is about 15 minutes away from me, is closed. And it will stay closed now, you know, and well into the new year, we understand. And so this is just, a catastrophe for a company like that.
And the New York Times is reporting that Joe Biden plans to keep Christopher Wray as the FBI director.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. So many people are going to be asking, you know, well, what's happening? Why in the face of all these things, and I'm not just talking about, well, it's too bad Donald Trump, you know, lost the election or this kind of, everybody just kind of, you know, go look for something you could possibly find. That's not it. It's that you have sworn affidavits by people under penalty of perjury that are saying, this is what I saw, this is what happened, this is what I was told to do, I was ushered out of the room, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on. And so where's the FBI coming in with a big, massive investigation?
And by the way, the Biden Green Plan also includes a charging plan, setting up a bunch of charging stations for electric vehicles all around the country, which could mean the sale of some 25 million electric vehicles.
Well, and it really could, I think, in the grand sense. But when they talk about we're going to put in, 500,000 charging stations or something like that, to allow for the range, so you could travel coast to coast pretty much, being able to charge back up again. But I have this bad feeling about that, Captain. I think that maybe in a little time we'd hear kind of the same shovel-ready job thing that we heard from Obama. Well, it turns out those jobs weren't really shovel-ready after all, ha, ha, ha. They might come back in a couple of years and say, well, it was a little more logistically challenging than we actually initially thought, you know, in order to put these charging stations out there. But it sounded good in the campaign, and so we'll just have to wait and see the proof's in the pudding.
And, of course, for you folks up there in Georgia, remember, this is all contingent to what you do in this senatorial race up there, these two senatorial races. You need to get this right up there. It's so important that you get this right and that you reelect these Republican senators. And, by the way, speaking of Georgia, Kyle, coming up Saturday, 7 p.m., Valdosta, Georgia, at the Valdosta Regional Airport, the president will be there along with Senator David Perdue, Senator Kelly Loeffler, and other Republican dignitaries. And, of course, that's our friend, the mayor of Valdosta, Scott James. That's his turf. I'm assuming he'll be there, too. So how about that? 7 p.m. Saturday night in Valdosta, Georgia.
Well, and I'm sure he's going to bring the house down, so to speak, with that. And I think he's going to tell the people, Captain, look, no matter what happens to me in terms of how the election turns out, it all hinges on you. That's what I expect to hear him say.
Yeah, and of course, that's, again, for you people up in Valdosta, Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Valdosta Regional Airport. The president wheels in. The doors will open up. Gates will open up at 3 p.m. to get in there, get checked in, and all that sort of stuff. And obviously, you'll have to go through the magic wand and all that. And I can't wait to see the crowd they have there. I know it's going to be a big one.
Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, so don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. That's our pal Donna Fiducia, who's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from our friends down there in Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight, and everybody that's standing on the wall keeping all of us free and safe. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure that you pull on in there and you check them out and take advantage of the free hot cup of coffee you're going to get when you pull in there and tell them the captain sent you, because that's what's going to happen. That's the way it works. And
also, while you're there, think about becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because the Drivers Club is going to give you the opportunity to get points on the fuel that you buy at the diesel pumps, as well as the food that you buy in a restaurant and the products that you buy in the trucker store. So there you go. That's the Drivers Club, and Tom the Captain sent you. All righty. Well, we are going to rock, so here we go. That's a little AC/DC there. That's called Shoot to Kill. And Kyle, I know you were dancing around the table on that one.
Oh, yeah. I love that one by AC/DC. That is cool.
Yeah, and that's that action movie from Iron Man, by the way, too.
That's right.
All right. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report continues. Let's talk about what's going on out your way first. A Santa Ana wind event is expected today and tomorrow into the weekend for Southern California. You said you were getting some high winds out there. Now, these very gusty offshore winds combined with extremely dry conditions will set the stage for critical to extremely critical fire weather concerns there in California. And any fires that will develop will likely spread very rapidly and show erratic behavior. So they're very concerned about that out there. Tell us about it.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain. We are experiencing a high Santa Ana wind event right now over most of the Southland this morning. And that high wind warning extends all the way from San Diego, the Mexican border, all the way up through Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside, L.A., all the way up to Ventura and Oxnard, and even up to the Bakersfield area as well. And so what they're looking for, of course, is whether or not they may want to turn power off to certain customers to try to minimize the possibility of fire sparking if lines come down. This is becoming a much more common occurrence now in California when the winds pick up, either in northern or southern California. But so far, so good tonight, so that's a good thing. Up in the Oregon area, we've got air stagnation. This is up near Medford and Roseburg, Eugene, through Salem, and also a wind advisory near Portland, Oregon as well tonight, Captain. That air stagnation continues all throughout most of Washington State, most of Oregon, and most of Idaho as well, almost all of Idaho being impacted by this air stagnation. And that means, of course, you've got the pollutants close to the surface. They're not mixing with the air, vertical mixing, as they call it, and so for sensitive people, that's going to be a concern. Freeze watch down back in the southwest in Arizona. Freeze watch near Phoenix, up just south of Phoenix in the Tempe area. Also, this is going along I-10, also I-8. If you're heading west towards Yuma, you'll come through that as well. Also a freeze watch encompassing places like Parker, Arizona tonight. And some cold temperatures up for our friends in Montana, for sure. lower tonight, but no snow on the radar for right now, but that can change, of course.
Well, Dan, the man said it was cold in Indiana, so we'll just go with that. But in the meantime, since Monday, we've had a winter storm warning in the central western part of Oklahoma along I-40 and over there near Plainview, Texas, I might add, as well as the southern central part of Kansas. We've got winter driving conditions and a winter driving advisory for all the way across just on the southern side of I-70 all the way over to Salina, Kansas tonight, and then that also encompasses I-40 from Amarillo all the way to just about Oklahoma City on I-40. In addition, from about Clovis, New Mexico, straight across through Lubbock over into the central part of Oklahoma, you've got winter weather advisory there. You've got a gale force advisory along the Gulf of Mexico all the way from the Mexican border up around to Pensacola, Florida. That also includes some shoreline flooding in Louisiana and eastern Texas. And then we got the cold temperatures again tonight, Valdosta, Georgia, over to Brunswick, up into Tifton, Georgia, on down to Ocala, Florida. Kyle, tell us how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Hi, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And now I'm going to bring Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning. How do you think about Scott James hosting the president on Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the regional airport in Valdosta?
Don't you love it?
Yeah, hopefully he'll be there and be able to get some real notoriety out of this.
I think, too, that he will be in Washington for at the White House for a vaccine pick, kind of session on the distribution of the vaccines.
Well, the Air Force Base there, Moody Air Force Base, is going to be prioritized, as well as the senior homes that are there, the senior citizen nursing homes and whatnot. And then it's going to kind of like go down the ladder in terms of age groups until they get everybody covered. That's my understanding. Is that yours?
Well, no. It actually goes according to how the state is going to prioritize it. Now, the CDC/FDA, or one of them or both of them, actually looked at it, I think, on Monday, and they had quite the session on the guidelines for how the vaccine is to be distributed, when, to who, and so forth and so on. Now, the federal government can't tell the states what to do, but they've issued the guidelines for it. So what's particularly interesting is that the state of Colorado, their priority is to give the vaccines first to prisoners because they live so closely together. So they get first priority.
Huh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We'll see how that goes. And then, of course, we've got England, which is going to be getting a large dosage of vaccine, first from Pfizer and then from, what is it, Ionitech? Is that what the name of it is?
BioNTech.
Oh, BioNTech, okay. And then that's what will be happening there. And we'll see how all of that works out and how it plays itself down to the general public. But I heard again yesterday that probably by the middle of summer, they look to have pretty much anybody that wants to have the vaccine given to them.
Correct.
We'll see. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more at EastSimonFoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back right after the top of the hour news. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.